Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi. Getting caught up in the message on the phone there and working around here. But I'm calling because one of the issues that I received, it was missing a little piece. In number 102, the little square thing that goes on outside of the car.
Okay. We can reship out the build-up kit that contained that piece. That's not a problem. Let's see here. I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, so I apologize for the delay.
Oh, not worried about it. Cooking dinner.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat a little healthier.
Oh, very nice. That's always a good idea. Unfortunately, myself personally hasn't gotten to the point to where I'm trying to eat a little bit healthier. So I'm gaining a bit of weight and not eating as healthy as maybe I should. But I'm still kind of young. I'm only 39. So if I can motivate myself, I can get to working out, get on that healthy diet, and get back into a shape that does not involve round.
You just got to get into a routine. You know, you get up in the morning, go for a little walk or something, and then I've been cutting out sugar and potato chips, salt. Eating a little bit better than salt, and I've lost like a couple inches in the last couple of weeks, which is a big thing for me.
That is a big thing. Just for a couple of weeks, that's a big deal. That's amazing. Yeah, that's awesome. So that's a good idea. So when I do decide to slim down, then that's definitely what I'll look into, is cutting out the sugars and the salts, but limiting them to a necessary level, because I do think that the body requires just a certain amount to maintain a balance. So I'll try to keep it to a very low level of sugars and salts, and then see how that works for me.
Well, you know what I do is when I make like a sandwich for lunch, and I try to keep away from bread, but I still use bread and salami and some other stuff. But now I throw a tomato on there, and you can get the bag of the iceberg lettuce. Put up, sprinkle that on there,
mm-hmm.
And it makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir. That sounds delicious, and I'll have to get into that type of a diet for sure. And I'm serious about that too, because I could really use losing some weight. My weight used to be, I would be at 150, and then over the past year and a half, almost 2 years, I'm up to 200 pounds.
Oh my goodness! I know what you mean. I hit 197, and I'm usually like 160, and big difference. You'll start noticing. You just got to say, yep, I'm gonna do it. You can't dwell on should I or shouldn't I. Throw a couple of potato chips in there. Give yourself the salt, and don't forget to drink the water. Otherwise, you might wind up getting some cramps in your feet or something.
Oh, that's a good idea for sure, and I definitely appreciate that advice. Absolutely. And I have been able to make it over to where I can locate your account. What would be the last name associated with the account?
Montgomery.
Okay. Thank you. And your zip code?
56521.
Thank you. And let's see here. And the first name associated with the order?
David.
And the address?
28521 County Highway 34, Callaway, Minnesota.
And then finally, the email address?
davidsxxwing@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And how can I assist you in regards to your DeLorean buildup today?
Well, I need that number 102. because it was
missing
that little corner piece thingy.
Got it. Yeah, so let me get that. Yeah, let me get that reshipped out to you. So that was build up issue 102. Okay, let's see here. And I'm just loading up all of the items that I can reship, and it can take the computer system a moment to load all of those items. Let's see here.
Let me ask you, do you burp a lot, get a lot of gas?
Oh, no, actually, I don't seem to have very much of a problem with that, thankfully.
Oh, okay, good.
I think maybe that could be an indicator of some kind of like gastrointestinal problems or something.
Could be, you know, my main thing was I come home, I put in a little quick heat up pizza, and I have a diet Pepsi or something, and maybe some olives, I'm good. But, you know, I had to change my diet around. Blood pressure was 140 and more. No, not good. Especially for my age.
Oh, I understand. And let's see here. So you just needed the build-up kit to be reshipped, not the magazine, just the build-up kit.
Right. Like I said, I was just missing that one piece in there.
Okay, and that was build-up issue 102.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. I always like to triple check before I submit the reship request so that I can make sure that I don't disappoint the customer. Let's see here.
Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And I'm processing that reship now. Let's see here. All right, so the reship has been processed, and when the package does ship, we will send you an email with tracking information that you can use to track the package as it does make its way out to your residence. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Well, I love the vehicle. A lot of work. It's challenging, you know. I like to build plastic models, so I have the Dremels, the bits and paints and sandpaper and all that, and files and stuff, which is a good thing for this thing because there are a few little flaws, but nothing that can't be sanded or ground down. I'm surprised that they don't offer like a little starter kit with maybe something along that lines. I mean, I'm sorry, but the little tweezers they give you it's crap. But
I hate to hear about that. I didn't know that. No one has ever mentioned that to me. But at least tweezers are very inexpensive, so hopefully those would be easy to replace.
Well, I've got a ton of that kind of stuff. I like to, like I said, build models and detail and American, German, 132nd airplanes, tanks. So, like I said, I've got all the sandpaper and paint, and no, I got some really good tweezers.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Well, that's awesome. So you're thoroughly prepared with all of the tools necessary to be able to build the DeLorean without any issues. That's definitely good to hear, for sure.
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking forward to completing it and then moving on to the next one. I'm thinking of the James Bond one.
That one is very popular, and I think that you would really enjoy that one as well. It is very cool. I've had my eyes on that one for some time. Just haven't pulled the trigger just yet.
That's a lot of fun, but it's not complicated, and it's really fairly simple. I mean, you might need a couple other things, you know, to sand down some metal where the parts meet, something, but nothing big.
Okay.
I would recommend if you have the time to get, instead of one shipment, two. Because some of these shipments can, you know, I'm done with 15 minutes on this one and 15 minutes on that one, and, you know, then I got to wait a month later.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. So it would definitely be better to have more build-up kits so that it could be a more enjoyable time and more time can be spent actually working on the model rather than just slapping together the four build-up kits, you know, in like about 15 minutes and then being done with it and having to wait a whole nother month before you can work on it again.
Exactly. Yep.
Yes, sir. Well, all righty. Well, was there anything else that I might be able to assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, I just, I like getting the emails to see what else they have. A couple other things I'm looking at. But for now, I'm going to complete this and then move on to something else. And I've got so many other things on my plate, it's not even funny, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. You know, Sheryl Crow said, if it makes you happy, you know.
It can't be that bad.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All righty. Well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
Well, as I like to tell people, it's a work in progress.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And remember, put your mind to what you're going to do. You know, cut out some of the chips, the sugars, and throw a little bit of salad on your sandwich or something, a tomato. Tomatoes actually are fairly tasty. You know, just we get stuck on our little bad habits where we start feeling sorry for ourselves or, you know, but, you know, slide into it easy and eventually you start seeing a little result.
I'll definitely take that advice 100%. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. I just hope you take it and I hope you lose some weight. Trust me, you feel a lot better.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. It's already a pain, you know, just, you know, getting up, you know, from having been used to getting up, you know, at just, you know, anywhere between 145 to 150 pounds. Then all of a sudden, oh, now I'm 200 pounds and I'm having to stand up. You can feel it, you know, it's more effort and more energy has to be exerted just in order to stand up from a sitting position. And so that's, you know, one of my primary reasons for wanting to look into losing the weight, and then also for health reasons as well, because, you know, it can't be good for me to be, you know, overweight. So, and then being more physically fit would be another benefit, you know, just to have more energy and just overall be more healthy and just have a better quality of life.
Exactly. Just take it slow, you know, go for the walks or something, you know, nice brisk pace for about 10, 15 minutes and work on it from there.
Oh, absolutely, will do. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I'll probably try to throw in some other workout, you know, routines in there as well, like push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, stretching, you know, things of that nature, and then maybe using some free weights as well and see how that works for me.
I sometimes like to do a few jumping jacks when commercials come on.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, just to get myself up off the chair.
It does make a difference. It really does, honestly. Yes, it really, really does. I can totally see the benefit in that for sure. Absolutely. Anytime you can fit in a little bit of physical exercise is always going to be beneficial because it's really going to, you know, the continued physical exercise will continue to strengthen those muscles and then also help to burn the calories as well.
Exactly. Your body will start getting used to burning the calories and then it'll become easier and then you're doing more as you go along.
That's right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
All right, well, I'll let you get back. If you want to hang up, I'll let you do some jumping jacks.
All righty. Well, sir, I thank you so much. I'm going to get up and do my jumping jacks, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.